1 week to go, everybody, and it'll be Christmas Day.
Then the fat one will be coming you with a sack.
Oh, that fat one loves his sack.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, that fat one loves his sack.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 255 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 27th of January 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to talk about some of the new quiz programs that are coming out. And y'all, I think Big Fatty has gotten a cold. Oh, somebody's poopy. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I may be a little phlegmier than normal today, but I think Big Fatty, you know, I came into the Fat Cave after the Tug and Bard show on Sunday night. It was just suffocating in here. But, and I, you know, podcasted with pants off and shirt off, and I turned the fan on, and I think I just got a chill, y'all. I should have left my camisole on, but I didn't. And, y'all, I woke up Monday morning, and it was like, you know, there are some days that, you know, your body just wakes up without the alarm clock, and you kind of know how the room should look as far as light, daylight goes. Well, y'all, it was just dark this morning, and I went, is it time to get up? And I looked, and about that time, the alarm went off, so I hit the snooze, because Big Fatty needed a snooze, because, y'all, it was overcast, and it was just one of those, it was one of those dank days. In fact, the rat was just on doing the weather, and he called Monday night a soup night. Y'all, I swear to God, he said soup night. So, and what can I say? And I know y'all don't believe me, but seriously, the weather rat called it a soup night. And y'all, it's because we've got a northeast fetch going on. It's the damn northeast fetch. And not felch, but fetch. So, y'all, the northeast fetch always brings us the danky weather. And y'all, Big Fatty is just a little achy. I took some echinacea at lunchtime, and I just took some more. But I'm a little achy, and I feel my right arm. I'm just telling you about my ailments today, because, you know, that sometimes that's what the old people do. But my right arm feels like somebody hit me on it, and it's bruised. But, I mean, it's not bruised, but it, you know how it feels when you have a bruise? It kind of hurts, but you kind of laugh and all, too, and that's kind of how Big Fatty is. Poopy Big Fatty! Y'all, I forgot to mention a couple of things about the Tug and Barge show, and y'all, I'm going to tell you what, Big Fatty was sitting at his little table right there by the restroom, and I'm working on some horror contest things. I'm stamping the back of the tickets with this stamp, and I stamp each ticket twice. Y'all, people, those fucking people were so fucking nosy, they all had to come over. What you doing? I'm stamping. What does it look like I'm doing, you fucking moron? And I said, it has nothing to do with the boat show. Well, what is it? I mean, you're fucking nosy ass. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Do you really want to know what it is? Be careful what you ask, because Big Fatty might just might show you. Anyway, so I had all these fucking nosy people sticking their nose in Big Fatty's business, and not in a good way. It was just, I just felt like giving them the finger. But I wanted to tell you about the main clientele at the Tug and Bard show. Y'all, it is mostly white men, okay? And I would probably say, and this is no joke, I saw three black men. No, maybe four black men the entire weekend at the boat show. And now you can make your own judgments there as you want. But I'm just presenting the facts. And and it's white straight men because, you know, most of them are drinking beer and looking miserable because you know who is with them. And y'all, I really apologize about the the phlegminess, but, you know, like I said, I warned you. Big Fatty is feeling like he's getting a cold. And because, you know, there's a northeast fetch. And I saw three gay people. Now, four gay people, because I saw Larry Cly also. And two of the other three I knew, and they just happened to be out there, and they're boat owners, and I wasn't surprised to see them. And then there was this one little queen. She was just walking around, prissing around in her little white skull cap. And by skull cap, I am not making any kind of reference to... But y'all, since the music is playing, she was in the coal mine last week, and I forgot to tell y'all this. At least I think I forgot to tell you. And she brought pictures of the skull child in and his marriage to his Russian mail order bride. And y'all, two tons of fun. And y'all, she hadn't changed a bit. She's just... And, you know, we all decided that we still hate her, but, you know, it's, sometimes you just have to be reminded how much you hate her. But in case you're not sure if Larry Cly hates her, ask him. Well, we know that Mr. Larry H. Vader, that...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
We know he hates her. So anyway, y'all, but anyway, the queen was out there at the Tug and Barge show in his little white skull cap. And y'all, it was just obvious. Just obvious. But anyway. So that's all I got to say about the Tug and Barge show. But y'all, I've gotten some more entries into the number one fan contest. And I would like to just take a moment and read some of those right now. Now, y'all, on yesterday's show, I said I was going to start up with Eric in Bakersfield. And, y'all, I have my very first lurker to come out of the shadows to be in the contest. Eric in Bakersfield has admitted he's been a lurker. He says, Big Fatty, love the show, never miss an episode. Guess this makes me your number one lurker. Fan. Keep it up. Oh, Lord. By the way, are your nipples soggy yet? Oh, Lord. Well, Eric in Bakersfield. By the way, Eric even, he's not even so, he came out of the shadows so much, he even put a picture of himself. He looks like a little mouse, though, over there on the listener map. So y'all can do that, too, if you want to. Well, Eric, you're going into the colostomy bag, and my nipples are not soggy, but if you would like to moisten them for me, I would be more than happy to have you do that. And, y'all, the next one is from Derek, who defines himself as Nessa's husband. And Derek, maybe everybody who enters today ends in an ick. So, Derek sends his in. He says, Dear Big Fatty, I'm your number one fan because you are fat and I am skinny. I am the yin to your yang. And, Derek, you can yin my yang anytime you want. Just don't eat that fucking nasty shit before you yin and yang with me. All right, y'all, the next one is from Nancy in Japan. And, y'all, she included photos with hers. And I just got to say, it says, Dear Big Fatty, 25 words or less. How about a photo? Title, Working in a Fan Sweatshop. How would you believe I gave up my day job so that I could devote myself to listening to Big Fatty online? Nope, I didn't think so. And y'all, it's a picture of these Japanese women making fans. Huh. Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, Nancy in Japan always has something clever to send. So, anyway, thank you, Nancy, and Eric, and Derek. And y'all got plenty more, but remember, Friday is your last day to enter the Big Fatty Number One Fan Contest, because, you know, Sunday is Big Fanny, Big Fanny. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, that one's going to be on the CHAG show. By the way, CHAG, that woman that you talked about that was a rock star in the voiceover stuff that was the granny for Tweety Bird, was she also the voice of the CHAG? Because something tells me she might have been. So, and I couldn't remember her name, and, you know, I always fucking delete your shows immediately, so... Anyway, I didn't go back and listen is what I'm basically saying. So let me know if she was the Sea Hag, or perhaps the Sea Hag was you. Wouldn't that be interesting? Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, y'all. I said I wanted to talk about the quiz programs, the new quiz programs. And, you know, if I'm going to talk about the quiz programs, you know where I got to go.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh! To the Fat Cave, B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty. That is correct. And, oh, Lord. And, y'all, while Big Fatty was out at the Tug and Barge show with all those fucking nosy people, I took out some of the TV guides. I did not take the Woman's Day magazine out there, but I took the TV guide out there, and y'all, they had pictures of the folks that are going to be on the new Survivor. And there wasn't anyone that jumped off the page as being, ah, delicious. You know, but it looks like it's going to be good. And y'all, that debuts on the 12th of February, which is a Thursday. so you might want to put that in your TiVo and smoke it. I don't think you can put it in there yet. I think you got to wait 2 weeks, and we're not quite at 2 weeks yet. Y'all, Larry Klaus said that I should be watching that Dollhouse show, and it debuts on February the 13th. That's Friday the 13th, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not. It's a very interesting weekend because that's the horror weekend, the horror contest weekend. But it includes Friday the 13th, Saturday the 14th, which is Valentine's Day or VD Day, as Big Fatty says, and Monday the 16th, which is President's Day. So... Anyway, but it debuts on Friday the 13th. That's the Dollhouse. And y'all, on Sunday the 15th, is the Big Run is going to debut again. And they've been showing some commercials. Oh, Lord, they're showing the Northeast Fetch again, y'all. They're showing some commercials on the CBS, but I hadn't seen any of the pictures of the teams. Y'all, there's another show that I don't know if I'm gonna watch this or not. I'm gonna put it in the TiVo and just see what comes up, cause the man in the picture is delicious. It's called the Diet Tribe, DietTribe, and it's going now. But I don't know if it's gonna be any good or not. But I may watch an episode of that. That is the singular an, rather than a plural Anne. And then, where's my little card that I wrote all that other shit on? Oh, Lord, Big Fatty, what did you do with it? Oh, Lord, where is it, y'all? Oh, I put it over here so I wouldn't lose it. Y'all, Sunday night I watched the special on the National Geographic channel on Air Force One, and on Marine One, and it was kind of interesting. Now, y'all, I know some of you love the big balls, as Derek hinted to at the beginning of the, oh no, I guess he was talking about a sack. But anyway, y'all, the big balls, you know, that was on the Wipeout. Well, y'all, on Sunday, the 1st of February, ABC is pulling out all the stops for Big Fatty's Anniversarium, and y'all, they are having the Wipeout Bowl. And put that one in your TiVo now, because y'all, you're not going to want to miss the Wipeout Bowl. And I think that takes place at halftime. You can download the BFO and watch the Wipeout Bowl at the same time. And y'all, they have the big balls on there. And y'all, there's just nothing funnier than the big balls. And the last show I want to talk to you about is something, I think it's on Spike TV, and it's called Tool Academy. And y'all, it's all these men that have much too much testosterone, and they self-profess to be real tools when it comes to how they treat their girlfriends and all. And y'all, it's a train wreck, an absolute train wreck. But you ought to go on there and at least watch one episode of the Tool Academy, T-O-O-L Academy. So, because it's a train wreck. It is just a train wreck. Now, y'all, I said earlier in the week that I am going to my doctor today, Tuesday the 27th, and I haven't filled out my paperwork yet. I'll have to do that. I've got a horror meeting on Monday night. I'll fill out the paperwork when I get back from the horror meeting. But anyway, so I'm having my physical tomorrow, on Tuesday. Well, today, when you hear this, unless, of course, you're out there on the West Coast, and you might hear it on Monday, so. Anyway. And, you know, if I don't feel better tomorrow, maybe he'll give me some sort of a special pill. I don't know, you know. Could I have the special pill to make me feel better? Because I am old and fat. Y'all, I had soup for lunch, even though it was supposed to be a soup supper. But I'm going to eat when I go over to the horror meeting, because they're going to have the cocktail weenies and the cheese and beef stick platter and the crackers at that. And something, it seemed like there was something else. I don't remember what it was. But y'all, I cannot eat. I have to fast. I have to fast, which, you know, just adds an S to fat, you know. And I have to fast for 12 hours now. My appointment is at 9:30, so I will not be eating anything after 9:30 p.m. on Monday evening. And y'all, you know, a physical is not a quick process, so it'll probably be, you know, 11 o'clock before I get done, if I'm lucky. If I'm lucky when I get done at at the doctor. The good thing is, when you go early in the day, there are less people that are in front of you, so he's got less time to be delayed in getting to you. So that's the good thing. Oh dear Gussie. And I'm gonna have to fast until after the physical tomorrow. But y'all, there is a Chick-fil between the doctor's office and the Fat Cave, so I may be going by there for a little snick-a-snack after, you know, the doctor snaps that rubber glove and, you know, sticks his finger up Big Fatty's butt and, you know, examines Big Fatty's huge member. And then he'll take a look at Big Fatty's balls, and he'll probably say,
oh, that fat one loves his sack.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.